أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون سمعنا وأصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين، ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم، ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا. In the previous part of this hadith, of this ayat, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala explained one great evil of the Ahle Kitab, particularly of the Jews and the Christians as well. And that was that يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. They change the Torah, the Injil, the words of it also they change, and the meaning of it also they change. Here now further, Allah explains some other of the evils. One important point we should note, that Allah Ta'ala Himself is explaining the evils of the Ahle Kitab. We feel sometimes the people who are doing wrong, we must not speak about their wrong. We must keep quiet about it. But you can see Allah Ta'ala Himself openly, and here He's speaking generally of the Ahle Kitab, and He speaks particularly taking their names also. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, etc., Abu Lahab, clearly Allah takes their name and speaks of the great evil. So that is not ghibat, that is absolutely essential to warn the people of the harms of these people who are doing wrong, that people must be warned about them, that they don't follow them and they don't become like them. So another great evil of the Ahle Kitab, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَسْعَصَيْنَا اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہم نے سنا اور نہ مانا. When these munafiqeen should come in the gatherings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam should inform them of any commands of Allah, new commands that came, remind them of any command, then in reply they should say, سَمِعْنَا, we heard what you have got to say. But at the same time, وَأَصَيْنَا, in their heart they say, but we will disobey you, we won't listen. So that is one bad quality of the munafiqeen. We also should think, when we hear bayans also, we hear something and we think also it's right, but we're not going to listen. We also have become like that, that with whatever is said in the bayan, just because we don't like it, we know it's the truth also, but just because it's not our way of thinking, it's not our people's way of thinking, so we say we will disobey. That is the way of the munafiqeen, the Jews who should come to the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should be very careful what our thoughts are also, which are going on in our minds. Further, wasma khair musma'in, or kehte hai ke sun na sunaya jayo. And you should say that, oh, isma, listen to us, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What we have got to say, consider us, listen to us, listen to what questions we have got. Ghayra musma'in, and that such a way that you should not be made to hear. That is, na'udh billah, that Allah makes you deaf, that you cannot hear. Or in many other wrong meanings they used to take about this, that you listen to us, and about you, you become ghayr musma, that nobody listens to you, and you become deaf and you cannot hear the words of Allah Ta'ala. So we also should think, many times when we are told something, then we also want to we listen to our excuses, listen to our helplessness, help us out, we make a way out for us. Look for a loophole in Sharia. Make this jais for us. And that you yourself, that baddua is made for that person. This is also a common thing. On one of our lessons of tafsir here, after explaining of the great evils and harms of sports, and especially the professional sport, and also the fantasy league sports, etc., One of our good friends said, what you say, we understand is 100% true, but it's a very bitter pearl to swallow. We won't accept it. We will carry on doing what we are doing. What you are saying is right, but we're not going to accept it. So that is exactly here what the Quran says of the munafiqeen. That is their policy. We must be very careful in which category we are falling. Further, what is ra'ina? And he should say ra'ina, that is consider us. That is the good meaning of it. But they should pull it a bit and say ra'ina. That is, you are our shepherd. And that is a word of belittling somebody. And they should address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. So we also should be careful that those ulama who are telling us the truth and the right, and we don't want to agree with it, it's not according to our taste, then we also find fault and we also take out faults in them. This is all the qualities of the munafiqeen, and which Allah is pointing out here. Ra'ina layyam bi alsinatihim. Moor kar apni zuban ko. They should twist their tongues and say these things. Like ra'ina, they should make it ra'ina. Like that, many things they should do, many words, they should twist their tongues and say these things. How many times we also will quote something what somebody has said, and then we put twist our tongues and make a joke about it, make a mockery about it. These are all the qualities of the munafiqeen, and unfortunately we find them almost 100% within our people also. وَتَعْنَنْ فِي الدِّينِ وَرْعَيْبْ لَغَانِكُ دِينِ. And they find fault in deen, that is the true deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they want a modern deen, and they promote a modern deen in which intermingling of sexes is permitted, photography is permitted, promoting Islam on YouTube and TV is permitted, all those things they want. And in the original form, they say you belong to the Stone Age, you belong to the Camel Age, etc. All this they are finding fault in deen. These are very dangerous words which are being spoken commonly amongst our own people. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. Allah said, rather, they should have, for their own good, they should have said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Instead of سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا, we hear and we will disobey. We won't do what you are telling us. Like if they should have said, we heard and we will follow. We will listen, we will do. Though it's very hard against the nafs, but we will do what we have to do, Allah will help them. وَاسْمَعْ. And they should say that may Allah make you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that you hear. That is, that you, Allah gives you the quality of hearing, and that also in a good sense you listen to us, our complaints, our problems, our difficulties, that you listen. وَانْزُرْنَا. Or hum par nazar kar, and that you consider us what our position is. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Islam generally always showed people the right way out. Of difficulties, there is a right way out. And it has pointed out that also. If they had done all this, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ to behtar hota unke haath mein. This should have been much more better for them, instead of saying سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا. And instead of saying ra'ina and all the ghayra musma, all the evil things they used to say, if they said simply, the right way out is very simple and easy, it's not a difficult path. And Allah points it out also. Wa aqwam. And that should have been more the straight path, the correct path. وَلَكِنْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. لیکن لعنت کی ان پر اللہ نے ان کے کفر کے سبب. But Allah had cursed them. And just not for nothing Allah cursed them, but because of their kufr. This kufr, may Allah save us, if it is in our hearts also. And we outwardly act still like believers, like the munafiqeen used to. They used to make namaz also, they used to keep roza also. But they had kufr in their heart. They are the munafiqeen. So Allah says, Allah curses us on such people. And all this is not just that Allah curses any and everyone for nothing and everything, but because of their own kufr. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala curses them. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So, وہ ایمان نہیں لاتے مگر بہت کم. So they are such that their hearts are sealed and they don't bring iman. But very few of them, they were Abdullah ibn Salam, etc. His friends, they brought iman from the Jews. They were the ulama of the Jews also, but they brought iman. But there are very few. So this nifaq and hypocrisy, it doesn't allow a person to come out of it. And a person always within himself, his own mind and heart, he justifies himself. What I'm doing is right. What my thinking is right. All what his friends, they talk, and what we are doing is right. And they don't come out of that kufr. So it's a very dangerous thing, a person, and especially in these days when iman is being, we are being robbed of our iman so easily. We must be more careful and beg and do those amal by which our iman is protected, and make dua to Allah that He saves our iman. Our iman, our children who are exposed to all the horrible things at school, with their friends on the cell phone, iman is very a commodity that is easily lost nowadays. So we must be very, very careful that we don't do anything by which our iman is destroyed. May Allah protect us and guide us. SubhanAllah.